on Louisville. The two schools have played twice this season, with UConn winning both of those encounters. Funeral services will be held Friday for the wife of former Purdue basketball coach Jean Cady. Pat Cady died last night at an Indianapolis hospital following a lengthy illness. Cady had suffered a heart attack in May of 2006. She had also battled cancer. Jean Cady retired in 2005 after 25 years as Purdue's men's basketball coach. The Cadys had been married since 1981. The Chicago Bulls will try for their 12th win in 13 games at the United Center when they take on the New York Knicks tonight. The St. Louis Blues are in the hunt for the final postseason spot in the Western Conference, and tonight they'll look to sweep the Phoenix Coyotes. St. Louis is 3-0-0 versus Phoenix. The Nashville Predators will try to improve their postseason chances tonight when they host the Chicago Blackhawks, who recently clinched a playoff spot. Nashville is 8th in the Western Conference and tied with St. Louis at 89 points, although the Predators hold the tiebreaker with one more victory. And the weather is cooperating for the Chicago White Sox's opener against the Kansas City Royals this afternoon. Well, sort of. It's quite chilly at the ballpark this afternoon. The temperature 46 degrees. The wind brisk and out of the northwest. Mark Burley was to start for the Sox today. It would be his 7th opening day start in the last 8 years. In the top of the 5th, the score was Kansas City 2, Chicago 1. That's sports.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at tnol.com.